everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight, live around the world on WWRV 3.185, and we're glad to have you in here. We're also simulcasting live tonight on internet, your internet connection. Just go to WWRV and click on Listen Live and join us on the air through your computer downloads, and we'd be glad to have you to join us. We've got a great program for you tonight. We're going to talk about the indwelling of the Spirit, how that the Spirit indwells through the manifestation of its place in your body. Now, the Bible talks about the temple. And that's your temple. It's got to be a sanctified temple. It's got to be washed. And, you know, the Bible says that he will not dwell in an unclean temple. And he's got ways of determining whether that you have met the conditions for the Spirit to indwell. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, or the Ruach, which is in you, and which you have of God, and not your own. For you are bought with a price. Wherefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, the place where Yahweh shall choose. You ever notice in the book of Deuteronomy, it's revealing that Yahweh told them to go to a certain place where that he would meet them there. If you look in Deuteronomy 16:16, it's the first scripture of where he told them to congregate. Now, here he's talking to Moses. And Moses had to be in a specific place at a specific time to make contact with God. Now, the book of John, chapter 4:24, says, God is the Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Now, he set this up as a place where he wanted to put his name. And if you put his name in the place that he recommends, today, that name is in your body, in your forehead, as it's recorded in the Gospel of Revelation 22, verse 4, you have this Spirit in your body. Know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost? Now, that means that now Yahweh actually, literally, dwells in you if you have Yahweh's Spirit in you. Now, again, if you have not the Spirit of Yahweh, you're none of his. Let's go over to the book of Romans, and we're going into the eighth chapter of the book of Romans, and we're going to read you a spirit. For what the law could not do, that it, because it was weak through the flesh, God sent in his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Now here's a very important scripture here that Paul is expounding upon concerning the separation of flesh and the uniting of the Spirit. For to be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahweh, for it is not subject to the law of God, and neither indeed it can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, listen very carefully to the last half of verse 9 of chapter 8 in the book of Romans. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Now, the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of God dwelling in you. That's not two persons, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Spirit of adoption. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you received the Spirit of adoption, whereby you cry, Abba, Father. When you've got the Spirit of Christ in you, you've got the Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of the Father, through the adoption, and you're no longer in a carnal mind. Now, let's dwell a little bit farther on the place that Yahweh shall choose. Let's look into the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse 8. Knowing the location of the chosen place in the time of Moses was of paramount importance, because he himself, in a physical body, was designated as to be in the place where Yahweh would speak through Moses to the people. Now, if you look at Yahweh's power and intelligence, it's omnipresent. But certainly his presence would exist more specifically at the place where he speaks to someone. When Yahweh spoke to Abraham in Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 and 18 and 1, it had to occur at the place where Abraham was to be of benefit to Abraham. So Yahweh had to have the location and the exact place with the exact person, and there's nothing changed, ladies and gentlemen. When you receive the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, you must be chosen, you must be washed, you must be sanctified, and you must have this purpose in your life, being chosen by Yahweh, and be filled with the Spirit. And the Bible said, what? Know ye not that you are the temple of Yahweh, and that Yahweh dwells in you? You have to have a cleansed temple, for he will not dwell in an unclean body. Now, what does that mean, Pastor Buddy? Does that mean that if you eat unclean food, that he wouldn't indwell? Well, the Bible said that which goes into the stomach of man is a different place than where the Spirit dwells. The Spirit goes to the heart, and out of the heart proceedeth the evil things that come from the carnal mind: envy, murder, and deceit, and things of this nature. We're going to give you a list of things here in the book of Galatians, as it is recorded in the gospel that Paul again is writing. He's going to tell you the works of the flesh and how that they are revealed to you and how that they manifest in you and how that you know that you've passed from death unto life. Now, let's read here in the book of Galatians the very presence of the 17 works of the flesh. Starting in chapter 5, we're going to read here of the deeds of the flesh and the law. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty for in Christ, the anointing, God in you, the hope of glory, has made you free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. I say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect to you, whosoever you are that is justified by the law, you are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait. Now through the Spirit, not through the carnal ordinances, but through the Spirit of adoption, Christ in you, the hope of glory. For in the Messiah, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Now, let's go down to the works of the flesh. For I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the lust of the flesh, it lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit will battle the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, that is the carnal mind and the works of the flesh. You've got a battle on your hand to overcome carnality. But let's go to the 22nd verse, and we're going to list the things which represent the Spirit. If you have the Spirit in you, you've got the Spirit of love, joy, you've got peace, you've got long-suffering, you've got gentleness, you've got goodness, and you've got faith. You've got meekness, you've got temperance, against which there is no law. And they that have Christ's Spirit in them have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. And if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. Now let's count the works of the Spirit. Love is one, joy is two, peace is number three, long-suffering is four, gentleness five, goodness is six, faith is seven, meekness is eight, and temperance is nine. So there's nine manifestations of the Spirit given to you that you might know and understand that you are the indwelling of the Spirit is in you. Now, love, let's talk about the first one that he gives you here, which is love. Now, the first commandment is love Yahweh, and you can tell someone that's got the Spirit of Christ in them, which is the Spirit of God, and God is the Spirit, and God dwells in you, and if you have the Spirit of Christ, you've got God. If you've got God, you've got the Father. For the God the Father was Christ manifest in a flesh body. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In Exodus 25 and verse 8, in the book of Exodus, Yahweh commanded, let them make me a sanctuary. Now, what is the difference of the Israelites in the past, which had to come to a physical location to hear Yahweh and to hear His voice? Actually, when Solomon built the temple, the first temple, the Bible said that Yahweh came down into the temple and it filled that temple with all of the power and all the majesty and all the glory, and they couldn't contain Him. The building that they built wasn't big enough. He filled it up. Because the Bible says that Yahweh fills heaven and earth. And so then, you, having a flesh body, the sanctified temple, with the nine works of the Spirit manifesting in you, it fills heaven and earth. You have something in you that is a dynamo. It is powerful. And it has the ability to wreck kingdoms. It has ability, if you will, in you the power and the knowledge of the qualifications of the indwelling of the Spirit. Now, the Bible says that bodily exercise profits little. You know, most people want to prove that they've got God's Spirit in them, and they want to manifest it by running and shouting and hollering and carrying on, and that's not the sign of the Spirit. The first sign is love, and the next sign is joy. So if you've got those things in you, you don't have to run and you don't have to jump, although you probably will, if you have these things in you to the point of knowing that you've passed from death unto life. But notice the thing that works the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report, and through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, and that things which are seen, which are made, are things which do not appear, or do appear. But faith, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, which he obtained a witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. Now, we know that Abel had the 9 spiritual gifts, and that by him, or by it, he, being dead, yet speaks, because of the continuation of the 9 visible or invisible gifts, bearing manifestation through faith. For by faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and he was not found, because God had translated him, for before his translation he had a testimony that it pleased God. For without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and is rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not yet as seen, moved with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his house, by which he commanded the world, or condemned the world, and became an heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have to receive an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. The covenant is faith. Walking by faith, realizing by faith you have perfected forever them that are sanctified. Wherefore the Holy Spirit dwelling in you is your witness, which Yahweh said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith Yahweh. I will write my laws in their heart, and I will be merciful and to their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more. I will put my laws into their heart. You see, the law is 9 spiritual manifestations of the righteousness which dwells in you, which, knowing that the trigger mechanism for this wonderful, marvelous thing is faith. Faith, without which no man shall see the Holy Father. Let's go a little bit farther here in the example of faith, and we will see exactly why Yahweh is dwelling in you tonight by faith, if so be that Yahweh dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, the Bible said he's none of his. So then, you've got to have a Spirit manifesting in your body that you are sons and daughters of Yahweh. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 4. This is the covenant that I will make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. And then in Ezekiel 8 and 6, he indicates that Yahweh went far off from his sanctuary by departing Israel. Jeremiah 31, verse 36, tells us that during and after the 70-year exile, Yahweh would have priests to minister before him continuously, meaning that there would be a new place, away from the sanctuary of the physical building, for it is sure that Yahweh dwells not in temples made by hands. Now, by knowing that Yahweh don't dwell in a temple made by hand, that means that he had provided a something much better for us that we should not be made perfected without the Spirit that dwelleth in us. And if we have the Spirit in us, we receive the things that Yahweh has promised. For if you endure a chastising, Yahweh deals with you as with sons. For what son is he to whom he hath, whom the Father chastiseth not? But if you be without chastisement, wherefore all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight there's a lot of bastards in the world that does not have Yahweh's Spirit dwelling in them. Did you know that Yahweh is meaning to come to you? He's meaning to bring you into the area of his presence where you can have his Spirit dwelling in you and giving you peace and hope. The Bible says in Psalm 74, verse 21, let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and the needy praise thy name. Out of the temple, he's perfected praise, and that means that you are a disciple of the Holy Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of Yahweh dwelleth in you, and you in him. Ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very important for you to have this Spirit in your body. Let's go to Psalm 68 now. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Remember that the first manifestation of the Holy Ghost in you is that you're going to love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. That is in Mark 12:29. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Yah, and rejoice with him. Let everything that hath breath praise Yah, and submit yourselves unto Yahweh, and he will satisfy your soul with marrow and the fatness of your bones. If you will come to him, he will come to you. If you deny him, he will deny you. The Bible says, David said, he only is my rock and my salvation. I shall not be moved. I will sing praises unto the name of Yahweh forever. And I will daily perform my vows according to Psalms 61, verse 8. 62, verse 2. He only is my rock and my salvation and my defense. I shall not be moved. I will rest in confidence in the name of Yahweh. For as it is written, the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are safe. In Psalms 51, verse 12, restore unto me the joy of your salvation. Remember, he talked to him in a physical building, a building of masonry, a building of ornaments, a building of beauty. But the Bible says, Yahweh dwelleth not in a building made by hand. Did you know that most people admire the building more and concentrate more on the outward place that they go to worship than they do in caring for the inward? Did you know that Yahweh will not dwell in a carnal temple that's got a carnal mind? That you think that God dwells because it's a great temple, or you have a great crowd, or you have more than a church down the road? Ladies and gentlemen, this is how deceptive that people have become, because they have been lured into these temples of masonry, and they are actually waiting on a people to do these things, like build a building in the last days, when they say that the Jews are going to build a temple in Jerusalem, and that they are going to literally see God come back and dwell in the temple. But let's go to the book of Psalms and see, verse 45, or chapter 45, and let's go to verse 17. I will make the name of Yahweh to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and forever. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't care if you sit in a stone temple and you raise your voice in an unclean temple and you don't have the Spirit of Yahweh dwelling in you, but you have a carnal mind to think that because you go to a big church with many people in it that you're saved and you take comfort and praise and you have honor among them, that will not get you into heaven. Then I will go unto thine altar. Where is the altar? You are the altar. You bow. You don't bow upon the altar. You are the altar. You bow and you lower yourself, and he will exalt you. If you exalt yourself, he will abase you. Notice, my soul thirsteth for God. In the book of Psalms, chapter 42. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God, not the God of a dead temple, for God dwelleth not in a dead temple of masonry and stone. He tried that, but he found out that the people still could not find him, because you have to have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. Now, the Bible declares that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of his. Proving again that the soul that thirsteth for God, for the living God, when shall I come and appear before God? When you humble yourself, when you repent, when you get washed, when you get clean, Yahweh will come suddenly to the temple. Did you know that on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost fell down, that they were waiting for that Spirit to fall upon them? They knew automatically that that temple in Jerusalem would no longer be the temple. And yet there were thousands of people down in that temple. They were worshiping. They were buying and they were selling. And they were doing the things according to the traditions that they had been taught for thousands of years, as they waited patiently, or impatiently, whatever, for the move of the Spirit. And yet the Spirit moved out of that temple, because the Bible says, Yahweh's Spirit dwelleth not in temples made by hand. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and they were in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 4. And there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all of the house where they were sitting. Ladies and gentlemen, the temple of man was for the first time filled 120 souls with God's eternal Spirit dwelling in these flesh and blood temples, and and God rested in their temple, for Christ in you became the hope of their glory. And they went forward. The Bible says in the book of Acts, as we go over to the book of Acts, and we're going to read a verse of scripture over in the book of Acts, when they were filled with the Holy Ghost, the Bible says that they begin to preach and to testify these marvelous things. The people actually came out of the physical temple down in Jerusalem when this was noised abroad, and they came and they witnessed the great manifestation of the apostolic fathers who were filled and endued with power from on high. It was a prophecy of Joel 2:32 when he says that he would pour out his spirit upon his sons, not upon the temple, not upon a physical manifestation, but upon his sons and daughters. And he would dwell in them, and he would walk in them, and he would be their God, and the people would seek him, and they would find him if they would seek him with all of their heart. Now, this stirred up the Jews. They got angry because here is the apostolic brethren claiming that Yahweh left the temple of Jerusalem, that he didn't dwell in temples made with hands. And when they said that, listen about why that they were hated. In the book of Acts, chapter 5, and verse 27, and when they had brought them, now they arrested them, took them down to the temple, and when they had brought them into the temple, into the flesh and blood temple, or the carnal temple, not the flesh and blood temple, because these brethren that were filled with the Holy Ghost had the indwelling of the Spirit for the first time dwelling in their own physical bodies. And when they brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, "Did we not straightly command you in the command that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us." And then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than man, for the God of our fathers raised up the Messiah, Yahweh in a flesh body, whom you slew and you hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be the Prince and a Savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to place in our bodies to them that obey him." Now, how do we get the Holy Ghost? Well, according to Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter commanded them to repent and to be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins, that they would receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, here we find that when they heard this, "We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. You know why that it was so cutting? Because they had been taught through the law of Moses that God dwelled in a physical building. Did you know that they were down in that physical building worshiping? They brought turtle doves, they brought offerings, and they brought all these things that they were taught through the law of Moses, all of these statues and ordinances and diverse worships that they had been taught. These went out the window, ladies and gentlemen. He nailed them to his torture stake, and he gave us a new covenant that in the last days he would dwell in his people, according to the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, Verse 16. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days. I will put my laws and my spirit into their heart. I will be merciful to their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more. Now when the moving or pardon and the cleansing of the physical temple where God dwells, once He removes the sin, there's no more offering for sin. Now, and when they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they tried to beat the Holy Ghost out of their temple. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, the more that you hate someone that has the indwelling of the Spirit, the more that the Spirit indwells, the stronger it gets. Therefore, the Bible said, by faith, they received their dead raised because of the miracles of working through the inward working of the power of the Spirit. You belong into a big church doesn't necessarily mean that you have God dwelling in your body. And they departed after they were told not to speak in this name of the Messiah, and they were beaten for their efforts. And the Bible says they departed from the presence of the council. Listen how they departed. They weren't mad. They weren't insulted. They weren't intimidated. They didn't fear. In Acts chapter 5, verse 41, they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. And daily they taught in every house. They ceased not to teach and to preach the Messiah. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want the Holy Ghost, you get the indwelling of the Spirit, you will become a witness, and you will leave the church or the temple or the physical building, and you will join yourself to brothers and sisters of a common faith, and you will minister the Spirit. In the book of Galatians chapter 3, he therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, does he do it by the works of the law, or does he do it by the hearing of faith through the Spirit? Of course, through the Spirit. And we know, ladies and gentlemen, that the blessings of Abraham came upon all of us who were scattered among the Gentiles, that we should have this covenant, and that we should be conformed to this covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ. The law, which was 430 years after, cannot be disannulled, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance of all the law, it is no more of a promise, but God gave it to Abraham for the promise by faith, which is in the children of God, through faith, which is in us. For as many of you have been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. That means all those who have repented. Now, how do you get the Spirit in you, Pastor Buddy? Well, of course. Well, it's very easy, ladies and gentlemen. You repent. You get baptized in the name of Yahweh, Acts 2:36 and 2:37. Men and brethren, what shall we do to get the indwelling of the Spirit, that we can leave the physical temple? We no longer have to go to a physical temple. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are practicing and carrying on the family tradition. Tonight, we are here live in Murphy, North Carolina, in the Feast of Tabernacles. We're not in a building made by hand. We are here fellowshipping with brothers and sisters of the common faith, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in our temples by faith. We're here pleasing Him through the inheritance that we have and the justification of letting the Spirit come to us, and that we would work in unison with the Spirit, being enlightened, that we should know what is the hope of his calling, which are the riches of the glory of Christ in us, the exceedingly great promise of his power, to us word and inward, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought, whom in the Messiah he raised from the dead, and gave us the Spirit, having righteousness, and predestinated us through the promise, to walk in us through his love, to dwell in us through his love, and he gave us the ability to put on the armor of God. The armor of God, ladies and gentlemen, is simply to be filled with his Spirit. Remember that the dogs and the evil workers who like to be seen through the flesh, the circumcision, which worship God not in spirit and in power, but they worship in a physical body of the outward adorning, and they worship in temples, and they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. For if we believe that the Messiah died and rose again, even so them which sleep in the Messiah shall Yahweh bring with him. And let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalts himself above all that is called of God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sits in the temple. This is a physical deception of people thinking that God dwells in a physical temple, showing himself that he is God. Remember, I told you before, as I was with you, that you would behold it, and he, Satan, who would come to dwell in the physical temple that they're going to plan to build in Jerusalem, go not out. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only who letteth, and will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, who has deceived the world with large church masonry buildings, stained glass windows, and a pretense for worshiping God in a place or a sanctuary where God doesn't even dwell. For God dwells not in a temple made with hands. He dwells in a body that has become a fit temple, that is washed, and that is clean, and is ready to be offered for the service of a spiritual God dwelling in his people. And Yahweh, the God of peace, himself give you peace always, and that you will always abound and know that you have passed from death unto life, and that you have God the Savior and the hope of your glory in you, the hope of glory, that you could come to him through the mediator of the Messiah, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time that Christ dwelleth richly in you through the 9 spiritual gifts of the Holy Ghost. We love you tonight here from Bryson City, North Carolina. We want you to know that we know that Yahweh has given you a power and a spirit and a sound mind, and that Yahweh is going to let you have the spirit of truth if you will accept it. Come to the covenant. And that he said, a new covenant, he hath made the first old, which was he dwelled in temples. But now he dwells in the body of his saints. He dwelleth no longer in the temples of mortar and brick and stone and masonry and stained glass windows. He dwells with you richly by faith. And by one offering, is perfected forever them that are sanctified. Wherefore, the Holy Ghost in you is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this again is the covenant that I will make with you after those days. I will put my spirit into your heart and into your mind. I will write my laws, and your sins and iniquities I will remember no more. For where the remission of these are, there is no more offering for sin. You don't have to go to the priest and have the sins forgiven. You don't have to go to a building made by hands, because you carry the 9 spiritual evidences of Christ in you. Therefore, you desire a better country, a heavenly place, where God is not ashamed to be called you and your God. For he hath prepared for you a city. When he comes back, if Christ is in you, he will redeem you and change you instantly. For the Bible said, we shall be changed in a moment and a twinkling of an eye. And therefore, we shall ever be with Yahweh. Blessed is a man that when he is tempted, he endures. And if you've got the Holy Ghost in you, you will endure the temptation. For man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Let me show you something. For he that has pure religion and undefiled before God is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Come out of her, my people. Come out of these stained glass masonry buildings where there's a large gathering of people gathered around. Sanctify yourself wholly. Let the Holy Ghost dwell in your temple. Be ye also ready, for you know not in what hour that the Son of Man could come to your temple. He came in a physical body. He dwelled here for 33 years. And he went back into the spirit realm. And he came back as Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not the physical man, but the spirit that he sent from the Father, which is a spirit. The Father and the Son are the same person. As it said, if any man have not the spirit of God dwelling in him, he is no longer or no more a part of the body. But if the Spirit of God dwells in you, who Yahweh says here in the 8th chapter and the 9th verse, again as we close, but you are not in the flesh, because if you are in the flesh, you cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, and if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, which is the Spirit of God, proving you by one Spirit, we're all baptized into one body, that we're none of his. We love you tonight very richly and blessed. We're going to give you some announcements here. We are in Tabernacles here in Murphy, North Carolina. And we're having a great time, a wonderful time, praise God, with fellowship, joy, singing, praising, and doing the things that are common in the fellowship of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We have love for our brothers and sisters. You see, we're a family. Our Father is a Father. He's not a God. We don't worship a God. There's many gods, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. We don't have a God. We have a Father. Our Father has a name, and that name is in our temple. And by that manifestation, we call upon that name through repentance and baptism in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit is the indwelling. It comes to you richly by faith, and it dwells in you, will be in you, and it will lead and guide you forever. And if you don't have that Spirit tonight, why don't you consider coming to a place where saints dwell? Not in a certain temple. But find a man like Paul. He didn't go to the temple down in Jerusalem when he was struck down and told to go to a street called Straight. He didn't go down to the temple down in Jerusalem, for it was filled with money changers, profiteers. Religion is nothing but a money-making profit thing for the priesthood and the deceivers and the preachers promising you liberty. They give you death from such turn away. The Bible says that Paul went down to a street called Straight in Damascus, and there he met a man named Ananias. And Ananias said, Paul, or Saul, arise and be baptized, calling upon the name of Yahweh. And the Bible says that Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost when he repented and he got baptized in the wonderful name of Yahweh. Aren't you glad? Ain't you thankful that Yahweh loves you good enough to give you the purpose and the direction and the gifts of the Spirit? 9 spiritual gifts operating by one Spirit, and by one Spirit we're all baptized into one body, just like Paul. Peter was baptized in the name of Yahweh. James was baptized in the name of Yahweh. And this name is above every name, and it's in the body of flesh that he dwells. He takes away the stony heart and gives you a heart of flesh. When he comes in, he gives you a manifestation that you are the sons of God. You know what the attributes of the Spirit is? Joy, peace, and love, and a sound mind. And if you've got that, you've got the Holy Ghost. I'm thankful tonight to have it, and I hope that you will get it. And if you don't have it, come to Murphy, North Carolina, repent of your sins, get baptized in the name of Yahweh, and the promise to be endued with power from on high will visit you. You will be transformed. You will become a new creature in the Messiah, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, we're going to be here tomorrow in service, and we'll see you tomorrow night. That's Wednesday night, live on WWRB 3.185 around the world tomorrow night. Again, we'll join you tomorrow night. We'll have some more testimonies from the brothers and sisters. We're going to have another testimony service tomorrow night, and we're going to ask them to testify to you about their faith and the indwelling of the Spirit. Maybe some of them could give you examples, like they did last night when we came to you with the testimonies of some of the brothers and sisters on how they found Yahweh, or how Yahweh found them and brought them into the covenant and indwelled in their spirits and put it into their hearts and their minds. And that's why we're here tonight, to give you a manifestation of the faith that was once delivered to the saints. We'll see you tomorrow night around the world on WWRB 3.185. Glad to have you aboard. If you'd like to write me tonight, you can simply write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, if you'd like to call me, you can call me at area code 423-626-2172. And if you would like to go to our website, you can do so by going to www.oneyahweh.com. And there you can find the articles of faith. You can find our messages recorded live by our webmaster, Brother Bob, who is recording this message tonight on your behalf. It will be posted sometime later if we get a good clear signal here in the mountains of North Carolina. Sometimes the signals up here is not as good because we are in the mountains of North Carolina in the Great Smoky Mountains. But if we get a good copy on the message, you can have this message in its entire content. You can have all the messages that we've done since 2001 posted live right up until tonight, and you can be benefited by faith, because the Bible said faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. And if you know that Yahweh gave Peter the keys to the church, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my ecclesia, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever that you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever that thou loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We have the power invested in us tonight to loose you, or we have the power to bind you, and the choice is yours. Tonight, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Repent of your sins. Be baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. And the Bible says, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Now, for the remainder of the time we have in Tabernacles, we're going to tell you that our next meeting of the feast site location will be permanently in Tennessee. We are in the vicinity of Benton, Tennessee. And if you'd like to join us, call for the location next May when we, if time tarries and Yahweh don't come, he could come at any moment, and blessed are they that watch and they that are prepared. For he said, those who are not prepared that are eating and drinking, sitting in these physical temples, thinking that they're doing God a service, when they'll actually beat you and persecute you, when they see these little groups scattered around the country keeping fellowship and festivals, which God commanded you to keep three times a year and to assemble together. You don't have to have a place of brick and mortar. You can dwell in a tent. You can look up in the stars of heaven. You can count your blessings and thank Yahweh that he dwells in you richly by faith. I'll see you around the world tomorrow night, live on WWRB 3.185, when we again will join you from the festival grounds here in Murphy, North Carolina, with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy and all the witnesses that are here tonight and all the witnesses that will be here tomorrow night. We'll see you live around the world. And remember tonight, I love you in the name of Yahweh, and remember, Yahweh dwells in you richly by faith in your flesh body. For you are indeed, according to 1 Corinthians 3:16, you are the temple of Yahweh. Yahweh bless you.